Blog Talk Radio.
How about yourself?
I am pretty good.
Glad you can make it on the Dr. Geo show here on Blog Talk Radio.
Me too.
How's everything been going?
Pretty good. I'm pretty excited about my book coming out and have a lot going on with that.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I hear it's coming out early next year.
February 21st.
That's great. Really excited to have you on the show, and I noticed you have some great photos. You're a model. How do you stay in shape?
Thank you. Actually, I don't work out a whole lot. I just watch what I eat, and I'm a busy mom, so I think that instead of being in the gym, I'm chasing children. I have twins. So from sun up to sun down, I don't sit down much. and I think that is just a constant up and down with me and around the house and working and things like that. So I'm a very active woman.
Yeah, that would give you a lot of exercise, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What kind of food do you eat usually, and what do you make for the kids?
My kids love everything. Tonight we're actually going to make homemade pizza. And we do a lot of traditional cooking, chicken and macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes. I like salad, and my favorite salad is Greek salad. I actually had that today.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm actually Greek myself, so that's one of my favorites.
Oh, my gosh, I love Greek salad. It's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, the feta cheese.
Yes.
Well, that's good. You're a chef, too, and a model.
Yeah.
And author. How long did it take you to write the book?
It was different for each one because there's it's a three-part series, and each one is a memoir. And the first book actually didn't take that long. It took a few months. The second book, the same, about a few months. And the third book was just a couple of months. And I think it was just because it flowed so easily. It was something that I've worked on before. I had outlines done from the point that I was in prison up until now. So it wasn't the actual writing that only took a few months, because I spent months and even a couple of years putting the whole idea together.
What are the names of the books?
The first one is Where the Truth Lies, and that's book one. The second book is Where the Truth Hurts, and the third one is Where the Truth Sets You Free.
Oh, wow. So they're all available together, or you are going to release them separate?
They'll be released separate. The first one
separate.
Will be released. Yeah, February 21st, which marks the 21st anniversary of my arrest. And that book is all about my case, the things leading up to my arrest, what happened during my court hearings, and it's all the way up in my life up until the point that I went to prison.
Yeah, it sounds like a very interesting book. Will people be able to get it also on, like, Kindle?
I'm hoping for Kindle right now. When I do the release, I am just releasing it on my website, which was supposed to be launched last week and actually was delayed. So the website will be available before the book is available, and that should be here in the next couple days, hopefully by the end of this week. And the website will just be my name, Rhea Schumacher, RhiaJeanSchumacher.com.
Yeah, we're all looking very forward to reading it. It's going to be really interesting. And I also read that you were on Dr. Phil.
I was. That was a couple years ago. I was still going through a lot with my release. It was actually in 2012 when I met Dr. Phil. And he just gave me a lot of great advice. He's well known for what he does, and I felt like he had great advice for me. And I followed his advice, and it set my life going into a wonderful direction. So I could tell him thank you someday, I hope, but I definitely was on Dr. Phil, and the experience did change my life.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing, his show. I love watching that one. And what are some of the things that really stood out that he told you?
With Dr. Phil, at that time in my life, I was still very, very heartbroken and very worried about what people thought of me, because I was going through so much. I kept getting denied jobs. It was just like my life was at a standstill and I couldn't seem to get anywhere. I was trying to climb, but it was just like I was knocked down time and time again. And so when I went to Dr. Phil, he said, you know, you did your time and that's over with. And worrying about what other people are going to think about you forever is only going to hold you down. In a sense, I already knew the things that he said, but just having someone else validate that and put it in my face in such a way really woke me up. And, you know, behind the scenes when we were all talking, you know, he was like, no one says that you have to work for anyone else. Why limit your life? You're limiting yourself. You have the degrees to work for yourself. Look into entrepreneurship, and that's just what I did.
Yeah, some great inspirational advice. from Dr. Phil. And I think you're on the right track, that's for sure.
I hope so.
Yeah, and the photos are wonderful. Who did you have as your photographer?
I've worked with a couple of different photographers when I worked on my portfolio. One of them is, her name is Tonisha Bivens, and her photography studio is Tony Beeped Photography, and she specializes in model portfolios and things like that. So it was a really good experience working with someone who could create such beautiful photos. We made a good team, and I like the photos that I created with her, and I also worked with someone at Jack Hart Studios out of St. Louis, and I've worked with Wade Edwards out of St. Louis as well, and with a radio station out of St. Louis, an AM station, they had some photographers there when I was doing some radio hosting for a couple months over there. So I've done worked with a few different really good photographers, and I've been very lucky.
Yeah. So you really enjoy being photographed?
You know, I like it when, at the beginning of my modeling, I was approached to do an artistic implied nude shoot. And when I was first approached, I denied it, and I said, I'm not interested in taking my clothes off, and then I kept thinking about it, and because I do enjoy modeling, I love the posing, I love the challenge, I love the challenging of modeling when you're trying to do more artistic things with it, and so I was curious about doing implied nude modeling, but I had never done it, and I didn't want to be embarrassed and things like that, and be nude in front of somebody, and stuff. So I ended up going to try it, and my first experience with the implied nude modeling was in an outdoor setting, and it was a very private outdoor setting, and the images came out just beautiful. It wasn't like a trashier photograph. It was very artistically done with the way my body limbs were positioned and things like that, and it was just really fun. And in the process of doing that, it was also at a time in my life where I was kind of burying my past and burying my soul to just the world, my Facebook, people that knew me, people that knew I had been to prison and didn't really know the story and stuff like that. And I was, to my surprise, everybody was very friendly and compassionate and embraced me. And so in a sense, it was like I was burying my whole self at the same time. To go implied nude in my modeling career was a huge step. Like I said, and at the same time, I was kind of doing that with my whole life, with my past coming out, talking about my case and just being in prison. A lot of people that knew me at the time had no idea that I had been in prison. So it was an experience to bury yourself in such a way, to know that I don't have to hide anything because everybody's already seen every aspect of Rhea.
Yeah, it gives you a sense of freedom.
Exactly, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Where would you like to travel?
I have traveled a little bit, and I love to travel. I have never been overseas, so that would be like a dream of mine to just go to Europe or anywhere overseas. And my fiance goes to the Dominican Republic once a year, and I'd like to go there sometime. I would go anywhere. I feel like the world is so beautiful and there's so much of it to see, and to limit yourself to stay in one spot is just a waste of what's all out there.
Yeah, you would definitely love going overseas. I mean, it's just a different experience, the people, the food, the culture.
Yeah.
Tour. Do a book tour overseas after you release it here in the United States.
I'm sorry?
do a book tour, once you release it here in the United States, do a book tour also in Europe.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Yeah. So pretty exciting news. Who are some of your inspirations growing up?
Growing up, my biggest inspiration, I would have to say, would have been actually my grandmother. And just because I watched her live her life in such a way that she always did what made her happy. And whether that was up and leave everybody and go live lavishly in Arizona for 2 years, or come home and open up a bar and run it and just get tired of it and then go to something else. My grandma was very adventurous, and she lived a very long life, and she was always happy. And for me, just the way she loved her family and the way she would always try to get everybody together and things like that, I really looked up to my grandmother, and I remember being little and thinking, I want to have a house just like grandma's. You know, I want to do this just like grandma. And I said those things about my mom, too, but my grandma was special, and she was a big inspiration in my life.
How old did your grandma live until?
Well, she was 89.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, grandmothers know best. Definitely. Well, I see you're a busy mom with twins. You like cooking, and you stay pretty fit. We'd love to see more of where your career takes you. What can you tell the people out there in Blog Talk world? What can you tell them about their dreams, you know, about following their dreams?
I would say that no matter what, if you have a dream, that you have to follow it. You have to do the footwork. You can't let anyone try to stop you from reaching your dreams. I mean, if people didn't take chances and go after their dreams, then we wouldn't have electricity. We wouldn't have phones. I mean, can you imagine the state that we would be in if we didn't follow our dreams? So, I mean, people just have to take chances, and sometimes dreams require a lot of work. Sometimes it requires a little work. And if it does require a lot of work and you're getting exhausted and you're mentally drained and physically drained, whatever it takes, every day you just have to tell yourself to keep going after it, because nobody is going to do it for you, and it is not going to fall out of the sky.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's true. A lot of people, I hear them say they want to do this and that. They want to be successful. They want to, you know, do a lot of things, but they don't know how. They just want to do these things, but they don't realize that, you know, you got to really work at it before it's going to happen.
Exactly.
But
I mean,
it's just
like when I was in prison and, you know, I got denied for 10 years on my appeal. And
wow.
My release date was 2026. And every year
my goodness.
For 10 years, I filed again and again, and I got denied again and again. And I would wait for months for that paperwork to come in the mail just to see if I would have a chance. And I remember I would, there were a few years where I would hold the envelope just for a day or two, just praying over it and you know, wishing that it wouldn't say no this time. But every time it did. And every year, you know, every year you say to yourself, you can't do it anymore. You just can't do it again. You know, it has to end. And why go through the heartbreak? You know, why keep giving them the satisfaction? I mean, there's 1,000 different things that I could say, but if I would have given up, I would still be in prison today. You know, and you just never know what's going to happen if you hold on to your dreams. My dream was that I was not going to stay in prison until 2026. And for 10 years, I held on to that dream, and I, you know, the door was open for me, and I was let go. So all I can tell people is just hold on, and this is your life, and it's our life, and we can make whatever happen in this life that we want.
Yeah, I can only imagine your reaction when you finally were told that you'd be set free.
I was pretty ecstatic that day.
I can only imagine.
That was the best day of my life in prison besides the day that I was let out.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, and prison had a way of taking that and making it really bad, too. Immediately, everybody knew that I had won an appeal, and there's a lot of jealousy that comes with that. I had a girl try to fight me just so that I could lose my release date. And that's what happens in prison. When you fight, you end up in there for an extra 30 days.
Oh.
I mean, it was bittersweet. You know, I was happy that I was being let out early, but I was concerned about what would happen. I was concerned how the guards would respond. Just prison is a whole other world, and there's a lot of that in my book. But it was the happiest day of my life in prison, for sure.
Can only imagine. I'm so happy for you. How long has it been now that you were released?
I was released on May 21st, 2008.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, but still, you probably remember like it was yesterday.
Yes.
It's an amazing story. I can't wait to read it. And I know everyone in Blog Talk World is going to love also read it. I have all your photos here on the page as well. And you can share this video or this interview with all your followers on Twitter. I know you have a Twitter account.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just got familiar with Twitter. Like, I'm so Twitter late.
Oh. Yeah, it takes a little getting used to.
It does. But I am getting into it. I'm getting the hang of Twitter.
There you go. That's another social media for you to get your message out there. That's definitely for sure. So I want to thank you for joining me here on Blog Talk Radio, the Dr. Geo Show, Rhea Schumacher.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And keep us posted. We'd love to have you back on.
Will do. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.